Everyone's complaining about job offshoring. But the more we complain, the more our jobs pack up and leave town. Even America's favorite cookie, Oreos, will soon be made in Mexico.
You know, Mexico is the new China. The other day, Nabisco, Oreos, right? Oreos. I love Oreos. I'll never eat them again. Okay? I'll never eat them again. No, Nabisco closes a plant they just announced a couple of days ago in Chicago, and they're moving the plant to Mexico.
Trump wants to stop that trend.
So we will bring our jobs back, Sean. We're going to bring our jobs, as sure as you're sitting there, we are going to bring our jobs back into this country for the first time.
But it won't help 40 million college grads already deep in debt to student loans. The demand for high-tech jobs is being gobbled up by imported workers on H-1B visas, and our college grads get the shaft. Blue-collar manufacturing won't come back anytime soon either. People like their cheap goods, and that keeps China and Mexico in business. And besides, Jewish Wall Street that underwrites corporate stocks won't allow Made in the USA. But there is a way out. Ron Paul said it. End the Fed. And I say, let the government issue the money, not Jews who gouge us with interest. That takes their profit angle away and ushers in a framework for prosperity. Here's how it works. It's called the Chicago Plan for Monetary Reform. The government takes over the Fed, issues its own money, and funds the rebuilding of infrastructure, creating lots of jobs. Next, the Chicago Plan gives low-interest loans to small businesses and entrepreneurs, helping local economies grow. Then it helps college grads by refinancing their student loans at low interest. But don't stop there. A free market is fostered where colleges will be competitive again, resulting in lower tuition fees. An Entrepreneur Charged America, where our grads are debt-free, will be the first step in unshackling our stifled economy. Let the people help themselves, but they're being stifled in so many ways. Monetary reform is the mother of all reform. Without it, with your MBA and all, you'll still be flipping burgers at McDonald's.